This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The Hamas militant group has issued a statement rejecting Israel's order for all residents in northern Gaza City to evacuate within the next 24 hours and move to southern Gaza. The order covers approximately 1.1 million people, including those taking shelter in UN schools and healthcare facilities. The spokesman for United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says such an evacuation would be impossible to carry out without devastating humanitarian consequences. He said the UN is urging Israel to rescind the order to avoid turning what is already a tragedy into a calamitous situation. The Israeli military said civilians would only be able to return home when another announcement was made. The order comes as Israel launched new attacks on Gaza Thursday. Israel says it has dropped 6,000 bombs on Gaza since last Saturday's shock invasion by Hamas militants that killed at least 1,300 Israelis. The airstrikes have killed at least 1,500 people in Gaza. Israel says it will not let up until Hamas releases the estimated 150 hostages seized during the raid. Hamas claimed in its statement that 13 hostages, including foreigners, have been killed in the airstrikes. The United Nations said nearly 340,000 Palestinians have been displaced from their homes in Gaza. Israel's military has deployed about 300,000 reservists near the Gaza border in preparation for a possible ground invasion. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has arrived in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv. Austin is expected to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his Israeli counterpart Yoav Gallant, and the Israeli War Cabinet. Defense officials say Austin will see firsthand some of the U.S. weapons and security assistance that Washington rapidly delivered to Israel in the first week of its war with Hamas. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Israel Thursday as part of the Biden administration's effort to assure Israel of its continued support. Blinken is in Jordan Friday for talks with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Jordanian King Abdullah II in an effort to avoid an expanded regional conflict. This is VOA News. Officials in the U.S. Pacific state of Hawaii have released audio of emergency calls from the deadly wildfire on Maui Island. The calls were released Thursday in response to a public record request from the Associated Press. One caller asked the emergency dispatcher whether it was safe to evacuate from the town of Lahaina after seeing fire in the backyard.
Lahaina is totally busy right now. You have to be patient. If you're safe, number one is if you're safe, please stay there. If you are not safe, you got to find some way to get to the ocean.
At least 98 people died in the August 8th fire, and more than 2,000 structures were destroyed, most of them homes. The fire was the deadliest and most destructive in the U.S. in more than a century. A senior executive at U.S.-based Ford Motors said Thursday the automaker is at the limit of what it can spend on higher wages and benefits for the United Auto Workers. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite reports.
The stoppage escalated sharply this week when the United Auto Workers Union ordered a walkout at the firm's Kentucky truck plant. That is Ford's most profitable factory, accounting for about a sixth of its revenue. It makes big SUVs that are among some of the company's top-earning products. Ford says the Kentucky stoppage could push its supply chain towards collapse, and it says the strike may just slash profits and end up harming workers. But UAW boss Sean Fain insists Ford and other big automakers can do better than the current offer of pay rises of up to 23%.
Our strike is working, but we're not there yet.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. UAW boss Fain is expected to make new comments in a video address on Friday. In recent weeks, he's often announced new walkouts at that time. Last week, he said the union could target a General Motors plant in Texas that makes some of the firm's high-end sport utility vehicles. Repeating our top story, the Hamas militant group has issued a statement rejecting Israel's order for all residents in northern Gaza City to evacuate within the next 24 hours to southern Gaza. The order covers approximately 1.1 million people, including those taking shelter in UN schools and healthcare facilities. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.